from PRX.
Friends beyond binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time for the podcast. You know, no matter how your morning's gone, no matter how your day has gone, I'm going to be here to keep you company, goof around, and take your mind off stuff at night. I guess because it's in, like, mid-afternoon for me. They said, well, wait a second, Scoots, but they're not listening in the morning. Some people are, rarely. You know, but there's a percentage of listeners that, but just in case you're listening to this, or just in case your morning didn't go so great, or your afternoon, or your evening, I'm here for you now. I guess that's the point I forgot about already. And forgetting and getting mixed up is part of my job, because it's time for Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots. Before we get to the episode, or before we get even started here, you know, Sleep With Me is built on empathy and compassion. And that means supporting you, not just with good sleep, but with other resources. If you're in need of extra help right now, there's resources you can connect with in our show notes. It's about supporting the members of our community and being a part of positive change, not just saying Black Lives Matter and not just saying Stop Asian Hate, but learning more and taking action. And there's links to resources that can support that in the show notes as well. So thank you. Thank you for being a part. You know, I'm here for you, and we're here, you know, we got to be here for the members of our community all around us. So that's what's really important in the end about the show. So that's why the show even exists at all. So thank you so much. And here's the ways I'm able to be here for you twice a week for free. Hey, everybody, this is Scoots, and this is where I talk about Sleep Movie Plus and supporting the show. I'm going to try to do this one pretty fast with a couple questions. This only goes out if you're a regular listener to Sleep With Me. So if you're new, or the show is just something you listen to every once in a while, this is not important, really. But if you're a regular listener, the question is, does Sleep With Me help you at all, right? Does it help you in a unique way, like help you fall asleep or break up the thoughts or ease the loneliness in the deep, dark night? Distract you from physical sensations, whatever, does it do anything for you? And does the sleep you get or the relief you get make your life any better? And if the answers to those questions are yes, and you can afford to support the show, this is a time when I'm really asking people, hey, what would it be worth to you if we stopped making Sleep With Me? Like, would you pay to get it back? Like, you'd say, if Sleep With Me does make your life better by helping you get sleep, or it does help you in the deep, dark night feel less alone, or you just like it, and we stopped making it, I said, hey, would you pay for to get back? Like, how much would sleeping be worth to you? Say, hey, let's restart it. Let me put a quarter in the machine. What would what it does for you be worth to you to say, hey, I really want to get that back? And if the answer is like, hey, yeah, it would be worth $20 to me, or it'd be worth $50 to me, think about supporting the show at Sleep With Me Plus. Even, I mean, obviously, most people support it much less than that, because the show could really use your support right now, and we never have to cross that threshold. So if the show does something for you in a unique way, you like the podcast, and you can afford to support it, just don't wait. Sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus, sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. That's sleepwithmepodcast.com/plus. Thanks, everybody. Support for Sleep With Me comes from Odoo. If you feel like you're wasting your time and money with your current business software, or just want to know what you could be missing, then you need to join the millions of other users who switched to Odoo. Odoo is the affordable all-in-one management software with a library of fully integrated business applications that help you get more done in less time for a fraction of the price. To learn more, visit odoo.com/withme. That's odoo.com/withme. Odoo, modern management made simple. All right, everybody, it's time to talk about tonight's sponsor, Helix Sleep. Do yourself a favor, go to helixsleep.com/sleep and take that Helix quiz. That was about 4 years ago that I took the Helix quiz, got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux, which is a perfect mattress for me and the way I sleep. Because the thing is, the Helix lineup offers 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection, the newly released Helix Elite collection. They have a mattress designed for big and tall sleepers, even a mattress made just for kids. And how would you know which which one is going to fit you and your body. You just take that Helix sleep quiz. You find the perfect mattress in under 2 minutes. That personalized mattress is shipped straight to your door free of charge. And Helix knows there's no better way to test out a new mattress than by sleeping on it in your own home. That's why they offer a 100-night trial and a 10 to 15-year warranty to try out your new mattress. And here's the thing. Everybody's unique. Everybody sleeps differently. And that is why Helix has several different mattress models to choose from. Each designed for specific sleep positions and feel preferences. You know, if you're like me, I sleep on my stomach and my side. I sleep hot, so I want to stay cool. And that's what happened. I took the quiz. I got matched with the Helix Dusk Lux. I love my Helix Dusk Lux. And the way I know is every time I leave town, I cannot wait to get back. That first night back in my Helix Dusk Lux, it's like I'm in a state of sleep bliss. Not only is it the best mattress I've slept on, but setup is fast and easy. Helix mattresses are delivered in a box straight to your door for free. And Helix is offering 20% off all mattress orders and two free pillows for our listeners. Go to helixsleep.com/sleep and use the code HELIXPARTNER20. This is their best offer yet. It won't last long. With Helix, better sleep starts now. All right, everybody, it's time for the Sleepy Supporter Zone. It's the one part of the podcast I need you to hear. It's where I pop my peas and I say thank you and please to the listeners who supported the sponsors. That's how we're able to be here for you free twice a week. Is these listeners that took action and then took another action and shared on social media or emailed or called the sponsors, let them know they heard about them on Sleep With Me and that it's important to them. And that's why they're a customer. And Julia went for a twofer. She supported Daily Harvest and got an Apollo Neuro, working with that sweet, sweet Apollo Neuro. So thank you, Julia. I want to thank Shelby and Zach, who also supported Daily Harvest, and then Sammy and Bernardo, who also supported Apollo Neuro. Thank you so much, Julia, Shelby, Zach, Sammy, and Bernardo, for supporting our sponsors, letting them know about it, letting me know about it. Couldn't do it without you. I really appreciate it. If you support a sponsor, go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/sponsors and let me know about it too, so I can really thank you. And the last part of this, the second part of Sleepy Supporter Zone, first most important part is you getting the support you need. There's links to resources if you need extra help right now, right in our show notes. And it's about supporting the members of our community with action, being a part of positive change, standing with the AAPI members of our community, saying Black Lives Matter with our actions. There's links to organizations where you can get started in our show notes. But I'm also interested to hear, what are you supporting? What organizations are you excited about? Whose missions you're interested in and engaged in? So then I can support those organizations as well. So let me know about that. And that is the end of the Sleepy Supporter Zone, which is now over. Oh, Mystery Bard. A lot of people help out on this show. Who are they?
Chris Posty Poster Song. Sounds like an earful. Wrote the theme song. Edits episodes too. Carl W. The Legend. Also episodes. Kenny, Scotty, and Jennifer. Runner, 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 runner. Eric and the team at Astound are on the website. I am the Mystery Bard. I do the lullabies, yeah. I do commissions at JonathanMann.net. I'll write a song for you. Any reason at all. You can tell me the story and I'll make it personal. You see the kindness shine straight on through when the listeners form their own Facebook group. Stacy, Sarah, Julie, and Jennifer. These are your narrators. Get support, dear Scooter, on Patreon. Buy the merch and support the sponsors. You can find anything you want at sleepwithmepodcast.com. And we're so proud that we could dance. We're raising money for the Water Wheel Foundation. And Scooter might get a perm.
Thanks, Mr. Bard. I'm at Dear Scooter on Twitter and Instagram. That's where you can find me. What do you say we slow it down and get on with the show? Hey, are you up all night tossing, turning, mind racing, trouble getting to sleep, trouble staying asleep? Well, welcome. This is Sleep With Me, the podcast that puts you to sleep. We do it with a bedtime story. All you need to do is get in bed, turn out the lights, and press play. And I'm going to do the rest. What I'm going to attempt to do is to keep you company while you fall asleep. So, and take your mind off of whatever's keeping you awake. I guess I got mixed up already. So I'm not sure where in the intro I am, but what I'm going to attempt to do is take your mind off whatever's keeping you awake. So whether that's thoughts, and the reason I got mixed up, honestly, is I had a thought pop in my head. So it could be thoughts from past, present, or future. It could be feelings or emotions related to those thoughts. It could be physical sensations. It could be changes in time, temperature, routine. Whatever it is that is keeping you awake, I'd like to take your mind off of that and keep you company while you fall asleep. And what I propose to do, or what I'm going to attempt to do, is I'm going to send my voice across the deep, dark night here. I'm going to use lulling, soothing, creaky, dulcet tones. Creaky like a door. Creaky like a floor. Creaky that you could ignore. A creaker who's a bore. My rhymes you may have to endure. Because, once I get started, it becomes a bit of a chore. Oh, boy. But, I'm here to empower your rest and a snore, or to help you counter someone else's snoring over there, bub. But whatever it is, so if you're new, regular listeners, how about that rhyme? That was pretty, you could say, how many people say, well, that was a mediocre rhyme? And I say, thanks. Not many people are proud of mediocre rhyming. And you say, well, because it can't really be. Here's part of my brain that says, but it can't be this because it's impossible. Something either rhymes or it does not rhyme, Scooter. And I'd say, really, I forgot what the word was that I was going to say is your role. It's like a grammarian, but it's different. What if you were in Star Wars, could you be a grammarian guard? Then I guess you'd be guarding grammar. Is that what you're doing now? No, I was just saying that, I don't know. You don't have to call your, you just say it was an attempt at rhyming versus a mediocre rhyme. But wasn't it kind of rhyming? But you changed the word. Okay, I got to get back to the show. Thank you, though. Thanks for taking a second to point that out to me. No problem. That's what I'm here for. Great. So, new regular listeners, there's another brain bot of mine, Grammarian Guard. Star Wars fans unite. If you're new, that's what I wanted to tell you. I wanted to give you some information. Since you're new, I'm glad you're here. The thing is, I really am glad you're here. You may not be glad to be here at first, which is totally normal and understandable. You might be doubtful, unsure, skeptical. You might say, what is this? And that's a very understandable way to come to the show. I totally get it and totally understand that. That's how most people get here. You say, wait a second, this guy's just going to talk. Grammarian guard. You see, yeah, like they're not Grammarian guards either, Scoots. And I'd say, really? Are you sure they're not Grammarian guards? You're right, it doesn't sound right. After saying Grammarian guard, nothing sounds right. I'm the guarder of the Grammarians. Who are the Grammarians? There are people. Actually, yeah, because does a Grammarian guard. If it is a Grammarian guard or a Grammarian guard, you say, no, that's not who I am. I'm not Grammarian. Are you a guard that happens to be Grammarian, or are you someone who guards Grammarians, right? Because wouldn't you think, like, you got the Queen's Guard. That would be probably, I think that's, there's something called the Queen's Guard, right? I would assume that their job is to guard the Queen. Well, let's just say there was someone whose job was to guard the butter. I would think you'd call them the butter guards, right? Boy, talk about an honor. I didn't even think about this, but say, you're a butter guard? Holy man. Yeah, guard the butter sculptures. Yeah, I know. It's just something I've dreamed of. I never thought I'd meet a butter guard in person, but I'm kind of speechless. Weren't you at the beginning of a podcast intro? Yeah, I went off way off topic because I just got, at first I got mixed up about one thing. That was a superfluous tangent. And then this is like kind of a pointless meander, but not really, because I said, well, wait a second. If they're are they Grimorians that are guards? That's different. Somebody get the SAT. Well, here's an idea. Disney, Star Wars, Lucasfilm. How about a branded SAT or ACT? Optional. Doesn't make the test any easier or harder. And we could do a Marvel one too. But it's themed. You say, do you want to take an SAT that's themed or unthemed? And you say, well, what's the advantage? Oh, the themed SATs cost $200 more, but they're themed. It makes it seem less like a test and more like you're taking something you like. And we invented it because of the great Grimorian guard debate that got started in 2021 or something. Scooter wanted to make it into another one of his illogical logic questions. If a guard guards grammarians, is it a grammarian guard? We have a grammarian guard. Does it A, guard grammarians, B, happen to be a grammarian who is a guard? C, neither. It is an official title thought up by the Huts. You say probably C. Actually, I guess it's C. It has nothing to do with who they are or what they guard. Okay. All right. Well, moving on then. We solved that. We didn't even need a grammarian to solve that. So if you're new here and you're doubtful, I think you're even more doubtful now. That's good, because this show is a podcast you barely listen to. And eventually, I know right now you might be kind of listening and saying, may the 4th is this person talking about? And I'd say, yeah, he's May the 4th and at his mouth. And I say, you're right about that. I don't even know when this episode's coming out. Hopefully in May. This podcast is very different, so that eventually on your second or third listen, you say, oh, I just barely pay attention to him. Okay, I get it now. Now I understand. There's not really, it's trying to comprehend something that's nearly incomprehensible. It's trying to listen to a person who can't comprehend things make something incomprehensible in order to comprehend it. And I say, exactly. That's exactly what the show is like. What a deft way to put it. That's really accurate. So that's one thing. This is a podcast you don't listen to. Kind of look at it like you look at clouds or leaves and trees or wind in the upper branches, or listen like the sounds of the summer nights. That's one thing. The other thing is that this podcast really doesn't put you to sleep. It's more here to keep you company while you drift off. That's why the shows are over an hour. Give you plenty of time to fall asleep. And also, if you can't sleep, I'm here for you. I'm here to keep you barely entertained and keep you company, whether you're awake or asleep. So yeah, if you can't sleep, I'm here. I'll be here to the very end. But I'll also be here to the very end, so you don't have to wonder if I'll be here. Like, that's what happens. You say, well, if you're only going to be there 20 minutes, what if I don't fall asleep? Don't worry. I'll be here, whether you're awake or asleep. That's my commitment. So those are two things to know if you're new. A few other things to throw people off. One is that it takes a bunch of times to get used to the show. It is free, but it's just the way, because it is so different. It's not really your traditional, I don't know, like, it is more like a bedtime story for kids. You say, oh, okay, and now I get it. It's not, I don't understand. And I say, right. So that's one thing. The other thing to know is that, don't listen, don't pay attention. Not everybody likes it. It takes a few times to get, what about the good news? Oh, also the structure's very different. So show starts off the greeting, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and something silly I say. So you feel welcome. Maybe you barely smile. You feel seen. So that's how the show starts. Then there's support for listeners and support for the podcast. So support so you know I'm here to help. And then I want to keep the show free. So that's that. Then there's the intro. So the intro goes from like minute 6 or minute 8 to about minute 20 something. And you say, well, isn't an intro supposed to be like 3 or 4 minutes? I say, yeah, normally. But mine goes on and on and on to ease you into bedtime and to give you time to wind down, whether you're in bed or you're getting ready for bed or you're doing something relaxing as a part of your bedtime routine. And Sleep With Me just fits in there somewhere. That's the main reason the intro goes on and on and on, is just to... like a slow landing in bed and getting comfortable. Because I've never found, for me, a quick fix that just works. So that's, well, that's one, another thing. What else do you need to know? Don't need to listen. Intro. So then after the intro is business. That's, how, again, how we keep the show free are the sponsors. And then after that is our bedtime story. Tonight will be our episodically modular, ongoing, role-playing series. So you can listen to it in any order. Nice little bedtime story of friends playing a game. A journey into the land of tomorrow. Then there's some thank yous at the end of the show. So that's a structure show. It does take some getting used to. 3% of listeners skip the intro, start the show 20 minutes. And go from there. And then a few thousand people listen to story-only episodes on Patreon. There's also people that listen all night. And yeah, you could either set up an all-night playlist in their free podcast app, or like some people prefer to be a patron because there's no jingles or anything. Or there's also all-night episodes for patrons. But it takes a little while to figure out how you want to consume it. So when you're first, you just kind of see how it goes. Or it's okay if you don't like the podcast or you don't like me right away. I mean, you could give it a few tries. I mean, because I'm here to help you fall asleep or to try to. But if you definitely don't like me or the show, that's understandable. I'm not everybody's taste. You could also go to sleepwithmepodcast.com/nothankyou. There's other options and stuff there. So those are the things to know if you're new. I'm trying to think what else. Oh, the reason I make the show. One is because I have trouble falling asleep, staying asleep, getting to sleep, waking up. I've had all those things. So it's my pleasure to be able to help you because I know how it feels. I know how it feels in the deep, dark night. That's why I call it that. The other reason is I truly believe you deserve a good night's sleep. And if I can provide that, your life will be a little bit better. If you're rested, your life will improve. And if I'm a part of that, that means that your world's a better place. And I live in the same planet. So that means my world's a better place. So that gives a lot of meaning to why I make this show. But yeah, just give it a few tries, see how it goes. I'm glad you're here. I really appreciate you coming by. I work really hard. I yearn and I strive, and I really like to help you fall asleep. And here's a couple ways I'm able to do this podcast for you free twice a week. Sleep With Me is brought to you by Progressive, where customers who save by switching their home and car save nearly $800 on average. Quote at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $793 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2021 and May 2022. Potential savings will vary. All right, everybody, it is time to talk about tonight's sponsor, ZocDoc. And I think all of us have that family member that you tend to change the subject or kind of bend the truth around when they start asking, you know, for life updates. Oh, why are you still living at home? Oh, when are you doing this? Oh, what's your job again? And while grinning and bearing it with relatives like that is considered polite, there's no way you should be doing that with your doctor. You know, when you have questions or your doctor's asking you questions about your life, you want to have someone you feel comfortable enough to be honest with. And that's where ZocDoc comes in. ZocDoc is a place where you can find and book doctors who will make you feel comfortable and actually listen to you. And we're not just talking about a few. We're talking about tens of thousands of doctors, all with verified patient reviews. ZocDoc is a free app and website where you can search and compare highly rated in-network doctors near you and instantly book appointments with them online. Once you find the doc you want, you can book them immediately. No more waiting awkwardly on hold with a receptionist. And just like I said, we're talking about booking appointments with tens of thousands of top-rated, patient-reviewed, credible doctors and specialists. And you can filter for ones who take your insurance, are located near you, and treat basically any condition you're looking for. And the typical wait time to see a doctor booked on ZocDoc is between just 24 to 72 hours. That's it. You can even score same-day appointments. And I love hearing from listeners who have tested out ZocDoc, whether they've gotten new insurance, they've moved to a new area, because they found out the same thing I have, how easy it is to use and how great it is to see all of your options. So we've tested it out. You should too. Go to ZocDoc.com/sleep and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then find and book a top-rated doctor today. That's ZocDoc.com/sleep. 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 Thanks, everybody. Everybody, Scooter here. This is our episodically modular series as a journey into the land of tomorrow. As a journey into the land of tomorrow. Just journey into the land of tomorrow. It's a series you can listen to in any order. It does have some underlying seriality to it, but really it can be listened to in any order. Each one is a little adventure. It's a story about some friends playing a role-playing game that takes place in a theme park long since abandoned. So it's like, it's very like based on the 5th edition rules of D&D. And it should be cool. Like, if you like a theme park in Florida, and you say, is this dystopian or non-dystopian? I say, well, it has elements of all those things. But it's really just friends playing a game together. A lot of sleepy layers. You can listen to it in any order. And then zooming in is our Hollywood announcer, Mr. Antonio Banderas. I like how you said that with a pause there. Scooters, friends beyond the binary, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's time to roll the dice. It's time to journey into the land of tomorrow. Dice roll, sound, clickety-clack. You're as smooth as the outside. You're as smooth as the inside of a dice cup, Antonio, when it's smooth and velvety velour. I'll be looking forward to rolling the dice with you later, Scooter. Thanks. That's Mr. Antonio Banderas, and this is Land Tomorrow. Okay, before we sit down, can I ask you something? Can you just sit down? This is the DM. Can everybody sit down? Can we get started? Well, this is, I'm not Zell yet because I haven't sat down. So, and you're not Eleanor. You don't sit down yet. So I have this, like, before, I know we're going to sit down a second. I just have a question to ask Raul. So we have this friend I was thinking about. It's a little bit awkward, but I don't know. I really enjoyed getting to know you during the game. In the times we've all hung as a group outside the game. But I was thinking, I had this friend that you haven't met, and I'd like to introduce, I think you two would get along really, really well. Like, oh, you know, I'm sorry, I was presumptive, because you've never talked about anybody, or you're romantic, like, so I just kind of stumbled. But I am going to sit down as Eleanor now because I have to do the recap, but maybe we could talk about it in subtext during the game. I'm single by choice, you know, but not single for a reason, my own reason, which looking for the right person. So, okay. Okay, oh, yeah, thanks. So Eleanor of the Three Florences of Lake is going to do our recap and set the stage for all the players. Thanks, I'm Eleanor Florencian nurse. I'm part of a party of adventurers here in the land of tomorrow. A former theme park, which is long since abandoned, is now the source of some sort of unknown magical power, magical portal. Parties are seeking this magical portal. Myself and my fellow adventurers were tasked by the Wizards Council to find this portal, find the elements we need to close the portal. We've kind of found some gaps in some of that, but we found two of the three items we've needed to close that portal. We found a magical stone or gem and a staff, and now we just need to find the headpiece that would connect to the three. And I'm here with my fellow adventurer, Zell, who is a great, great friend and great warrior, working class warrior, Zell. Lord Von Chill, our other warrior, is a little bit more, you know, like landed, the gentry that has land, we may say, but still a hardy warrior. Oh, I forgot to mention, I'm a nurse, a Florentian nurse. I believe in the three Florences, but I'm also good in battle. I'm not just a nurse like some landed gentry, not Lord Von Chill, but others may say. Working with Lord Von Chill is Lord Von Chill's not sidekick, in some sense grown to be a valuable member of our party, Granada of Darmok. Fleet of foot, nimble of finger. So you know what guild Granada of Darmok would be. Stealthy at night. Granada of Darmok. And then the final member of our party who's changed form, and we will inquire more about as we learn more, Wada, an acolyte wizard who's shown quite some power recently. And is now went from what I thought was a human into water form. And we have no idea what to expect. The Wada was able to speak to us from a puddle. And that's where we are. We're here in the theme park. I think we covered it. We have to find this last element and find the portal pretty quick, I think, because we've encountered this wizard Pizza Peel who was looking for it. We know there's other groups looking for it. A giant steam being patrolling a courtyard. We don't know why or who the steam being works for. And I think that's it for us. My first question as Granada of Darmok, well, I have two questions, I guess. One is like, Zell, do you have any friends as we're thinking and waking up? I had a dream about someone. My heart was fluttering. Do you have any friends that would make my heart flutter? And two, what's happening with Wada? Could Wada tell us what's happening? And then how as we should we as a party proceed? Zell here, thank you. I do have a friend. I hope they would make your heart pitter-patter. They're nothing like me. I mean, they're like my total opposite. So I don't know if that's because that's one thing I was thinking of. I said, well, I don't want to introduce you to somebody that's just like me. Well, why not? Well, because I said, well, these two would be perfect together, I think. Why? So you think your opposite would be perfect for me to dream of while we're, I see your DM looking at me, like perfect for me, but opposite of you. Well, yeah, I just think you're really great. You have so many amazing qualities. And I was just thinking like, is Eleanor sleeping and dreaming of anyone? And who are they dreaming of? Because I'd like to know. Or if they're not, I'd like some Lord Von Chill here. I think we should move forward with the game. I mean, I think well, I will say though, Eleanor, that pretty great. You know, Zell has great taste. Very, very good taste. Zell has, and Zell, and definitely their opposites. So, boy, okay, that's enough from you, DM. Wada, can you hear us? This is Wada. I've been resting as a puddle. I would appreciate it if someone would put me in a water skin and not drink me. I can take physical form, but it would take some spell casting and energy. So I think for the time being, I've been familiarized. I was resting in something like sleep, but I also had a dream. So I'm pretty sure I could stand like a humanoid, but it would take a lot of focus. So it'd be better if one of you carried me around in a water skin or some other thing. If you just hold it open, then I can flow into it. And to answer other questions that you may have, I don't know. I think I still have all the same powers. I'm still the same person. It's just I did not change myself into water. Something happened. I always have had a connection to water before this and powers stronger in water situations. And we had that last battle and we washed Pizza Peel and the animatronics over the edge of the building. As you can see, we have the staff and the gem and we're ready to go. I would like, I think, so I'm open to consensus building now is what I'm saying. Okay, this is Eleanor. Let's put you in a water skin. Does anybody volunteer to carry Wada? Oh, this is Granada of Darmok. I'd be happy to carry Wada. Are you an Aquarius? What does that mean? Oh, something from we learned in school about the before world. Okay, I don't understand. This is Eleanor here, Wada. So we have the gem, we have the staff. What about that wrench? I don't see the wrench. I think it washed over the side with the wizard. Okay. What does everybody think about searching? Can we search, like, the wizard? Did we search the wizard? This is the DM. You did not search the wizard. You search the wizard, and you do find a bag of the wizard's things. There's a couple med kits that you could add to your inventory. Chalk. And some basic spell components that probably Wada would want you to keep. So that's everything. Okay, well, let's just take that stuff. That's good. We rested, so we're all healed. Could I pick up the gem? Am I able to use the gem to see where we should head next? Yeah, this is the DM. You are. Okay, does everybody... Okay. So I use a gem, and I'm trying to see where it's pulsing and pointing it around, and it's kind of pointing towards where you came from before this adventure started at the base. I would think that you would guess to go back to where the magical darkness started. Okay, so we'll do that. Are we able to get back there? You are, so you go back down, it's a bunch of stairs, you don't encounter anything, it's easier, faster going, because you're going downstairs, and there's no magical darkness. You come out in the same tunnel you went in. Now, there is a bit of darkness there, and you encounter the aunts and uncles waiting and hiding for you there, the animatronics. Oh, I forgot about them. Oh, hey, aunts and uncles. It's us. The family you didn't get along with is no longer. Okay, this is an uncle. Did you get the ride restored? This is Eleanor. Did we get the ride restored? This is Granada of Darmok. No, we did not. I'm sorry, we did not get the ride restored. This is Eleanor. How are they reacting to that? Well, I cannot believe you did not get the ride restored. How could you do that to us? I'm sorry about that. We're going to think it. This is Eleanor. I apologize. Do you mind if we come closer? We're really sorry. We're going to try to figure out getting the ride started, but we work by consensus decision making with kind of a leader each time. So I just, and we do a lot of thinking and discussing at the same time. So I apologize to the four of you. Is that right? Yes, the four of us are very unhappy. We want to ride the ride. Okay, maybe you could help us and we could further help you. Well, we did help you to get up to where... Well, what did you do when you were up there? Well, we barely made it because they were trying to stop us. Okay, well, I apologize for that then. Okay, well, where are the ride vehicles? There's some down there, back there, but they're not operable. Okay. Let's just figure out, can we figure out, could you give us 1 second to figure out a solution, aunts and uncles? Yes, I could give you more than 1 second. Okay, so where's the gem pointing now? Okay, the gem is pointing towards the, so the track of the, this is like the transit system, or the transit of the future, or whatever they call it. And that path kind of runs on the second floor of some of this land of tomorrow. And as you remember, there's a big courtyard or whatever, and the steam giant is still patrolling back and forth. And it seems like the gem is pointing towards the steam giant. Okay. So gem's pointing towards the steam giant. We need a headpiece. Oh, boy. Do we know anything else, or can we figure anything else out? This is Grenade of Darmok. I think there's probably something in it's pointed in the direction of what the steam genies or steam giants patrolling. I think you're jumping to a conclusion that it's the steam giants. So I would say, is there a way for us, like for me, to try to sneak by, or like, so we do a distraction thing? Like, what are you able to use, or is one of you able to use some sort of voice projection spell or cantrip or whatever? And I sneak around and just see if there's any, you know, there's like the tunnels we were in earlier. And then you could, if you, Eleanor, you hold the gem, then we'll see, is it the steam giant, or is it like I could try to get closer, hide, and be ready, or just get closer. I'll just use stealth to get closer with Wada as a, like, but I'll leave Wada on the track of the ride, and then I could climb down if there's an opening. Okay, Eleanor here. So I'll hold the gem. Zell and Lord Von Chill, you be ready for anything. Aunts and uncles, just be patient with us. And Wada, can you do some sort of whatever they call that, pre-designation or something? And put your voice, put a voice somewhere to see if we can get the attention of the steam giant. If we do, you know, like in the movies where you call, make a sound and it goes over to investigate. And then while it's investigating, please be patient, Granada. And even if we have to do it twice, let's just see, instead of you doing anything, let's see what the gem says. You get a little bit closer, see what you can see, and then we'll assess things, and then come back, please. Okay, the Granada of Darmok, that sounds good. Wada, does that sound good? It does. Okay, so Granada, Wada and I will crawl along the track, because I know we're below the eye line. We're out of the eyesight of the steam giants. We'll get as close as we can. And then I will try to use stealth just to peek when I think the steam giant... Oh, yeah, can you, one of you, use a sign? When the steam giant's back is to me, we're assuming the steam giant can see and hear, I guess because it's patrolling, make a sign, and then I'll try to peek down there. Okay, I'll do that. Thumbs up means good. Thumbs down means bad. Okay, thank you. So we crawl, and then Wada will do some sort of spell. Yeah, this is Wada. I think I'm going to use a kind of a sound and a flashing light spell together. illusion to do it just in case, to cover all our bases. Okay, so can we roll for that basic stealth and that spell and see what happens with the steam giant? Okay, so you successfully stealthily climb over there, and you're coordinating with Zell, and you're able to peek up as the steam giant patrols towards you and then away from you, back and forth, kind of going in four directions and covering an extensive, from your position now, the entire, it kind of is patrolling in a circle, kind of patrolling the entire area to see, I don't know, to see what it could see. And there is a popcorn or former popcorn stand and what looks like a rocket ship that's just to the right of where the steam giant is walking. And Wada successfully casts the spell. And as soon as it's cast, and there's a light and like a some sort of organic noise, organic sounding noise. You can't believe how fast the steam giant moves over and takes apart the rocket ship with a force that is unparalleled in anything you've seen in this adventure. And it does happen to find that one of the, like, as it's ripping apart the rocket ship, it does see some silver on the rocket ship, was where the flashing came from. But it pretty much determines quickly, oh, and like maybe a little mousey poo runs out or something. And then it just, so it destroys it very fastly and then just goes back to patrolling. Okay, can I get to a position where I'm hidden to see anything more about the steam giant that I can see? And no, maybe we should go back. You're right. Zell, I can feel you breathing on me in Eleanor. So I'll go back with Wada to Eleanor and Zell and Lord Von Chill. Okay, so you get back and Eleanor says, it looks like it's pointing right at the steam giant, the gem. Okay, so me here's an idea. This is Granat of Darmok. You know, one of my hobbies is lassoing. I don't know if I ever told you that. What if I just try to jump on that? Because it's got that giant steam top hat. What if I try to jump on the head of the thing? It gets pretty close to the where I was hiding, right? Do you think I could jump on it, on the head of it, without it seeing me? Like, what would be the level of impossibility of that, does everybody, including the DM, think? This is Eleanor. I think that's a pretty good idea. Almost as likely as it would be, I don't know, like, that sounds like it's outside your comfort zone. Kind of like going on and hanging out with somebody you don't know. Like, it'd be something you would think about that you've never met before. Like you'd want some sort of other security or something. This is Granada. I have no idea what you're talking about. Actually, I was talking to the DM too, and you were looking at Zell. Okay, this is the DM. You could, it's definitely doable because you can even see a column that you would probably know intrinsically to hide behind. And that you could probably assess it if you were closer, but, and that you could even, make a decision based on, oh, so you're saying I could see my role, or I could have almost a role of confidence. Yeah, I mean, you're pretty high level now. Okay. So what does everybody think about that? This is Zell. Don't do anything. Just jump on there. See what you could see. See if you can see its waist, but just stay on the back side because we don't know how good its peripheral vision or its hearing is. Okay, let's go ahead and do that. Okay, so you go to, you climb, you sneak down, you stand behind the stanchion. Are you bringing water with you? Oh, no, no, I'll leave water back there. Okay, so you, you wait, it ends up you have to wait a little longer, but you wait, you have confidence that you could do it and that you're going to be very stealthy and careful, and you jump on its hat, and it's actually like a top hat, so it's actually room enough for you to put your feet on the back of the hat, a little place for you to stand and to hold on to. Okay, and what do I see as I'm riding on the back of it? Well, first of all, you feel the power of this animatronic and whatever is powering it beyond, because it's clearly not powered by steam or electricity. You also see that there is, in the center of the hat, you're just barely able to peek around, but something like you would call a headpiece is like a decorative thing on the hat. It looks like a hat piece, but because you rolled so high, you suspect that might be the headpiece. You suspect it so much that you try, you open the top hat and you look in and you see, because you're trying to get it off even. Well, shouldn't I be able to decide that? Or can I try to get it off without being seen? Yeah, sorry, I was like my notes. Sorry. So yeah, you try to get it off. You can't get it off. Then you open the top hat, and you see that it's bolted in. And also, you kind of feel like you can't even move the bolt, even though your strength roll was very high. You can't move the bolt. Okay, how close am I to being where I can get back to the party to relay this information to them? Okay, you wait, you get back, you jump off, you don't get seen, but you do have the sense you better not do that again, because you'd have to be really lucky to be able to pull that off again. Okay, so I go back, I tell everybody what happened. What does everybody think? Okay, so this is Eleanor. So we know it's powerful. We probably can't battle this thing. And didn't you say you were big into lassoing or something? Or weren't you about to go on a tangent about that? What if we try to, like, trip it or lasso the headpiece off of it? Okay, this is Granada. I could lasso the headpiece. We could do that. My lassoing that's, like, my biggest hobby. It's all I do. It would be my job. If I could make a living at lassoing, I would do it. I use it. It is one of my tricks in my trade, but I'm not doing that in this adventure, really. But you could lasso to pole. You could lasso to trip. What if we try both? We try, I try to climb down. I try to create a trip wire, and then I try to lasso the thing off its head. Okay, this is really a Granada-level adventure. This is Eleanor. I say we go for it. Okay, this is the DM. So what are you proposing exactly? Okay, this is what I'll do. I've got two lassos ready. I mean, I have multiple lassos ready. Maybe because I can cut my rope and stuff. What I'll do is I'll try to sneak down, if it's realistic, as quietly as I can. I realize I'm risking this again, but I'm going to wait for it to walk away enough and try to create a trip between us. Is there anything I can see between the base of the stanchion I'm on and something else? And then I'll get back up, and when it trips, I'll try to lasso its head. Okay, yeah, there's some light poles and stuff, so that's you could try to do that. Okay, so I crawl back over to where I was, I wait for Zell's sign, and I roll my dice, and wow boy, look at that, pretty good with my bonuses. Okay, so you successfully climb down using your stealth there, and you lasso a telephone pole or whatever, light pole, tie it to the stanchion, and you climb back up, hide again, and you wait. And were you going to do it at the moment of tripping, or when were you going to throw your other lasso? I was going to, yeah, at the moment of tripping. Okay, so you're hiding successfully, and then it goes to go through your tripping, and it just breaks, like, the rope, no problem. And you throw your lasso, and you already realize as soon as you throw it that you're just going to have to let go, or you could hold on and be pulled from where you are. I guess I'll just let go. Okay, so it's walking around again. It didn't seem to even notice that it almost tripped or anything. Okay, this is devious. Anybody have any idea? I crawl back and I say, this is devious. This, anybody have any ideas? This is Granada. Yeah, this is, I had an idea, like, about something. Like, what if there was, like, a, like, what if we did a crossover? Like, I invited you, like, if I had someone over to my place to hang out with me, and then a friend came over, but your hanging out times were overlapped, well, it wouldn't be a surprise because you would both know it. You would both have a time. Like, you would be leaving, my friend would be coming over, so we could go somewhere else. Maybe Lord Von Chill could be there because they see you staring at me. And then it's like your times are overlapped, so you can meet one another. And if it was like total sparks or something, you know what I mean? Well, actually, this is Lord Von Chill. I'm going to be away for work, so I wouldn't be able to do that. But that sounds like a good idea. This is the DM. I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, this is Eleanor. I'm trying to help with our plan of everything. I was thinking about that idea, though, of distraction. Wait, so would I come over to your place to just hang out with you? Is it like, and then your friend would come over? What would we do? I don't know. We could make, like, cookies or something. So, like I could come over and hang out with you, make cookies. Yeah, to me. And then my friend would come over. So, I'm sorry, Granada, can you take, okay, Granada of Darmike here. Here's an idea. What if we go get one of those old ride vehicles, and more than one of us comes, we push the aunts and the uncles in it, then we make them happy. We just push the ride vehicle, and, I don't know. I think I want to see one more time, and then I watch. Can we push it? Can we do that? And then watch what the steam giant would do. Can the aunt and uncle hear me right now? As the DM, no, they can't hear you, I guess. Okay. You could. It's interesting because the ride is powered by magnets. So you do go back and you find a couple ride vehicles. And even though they're deteriorated, once you get them on the track, while the motors don't run or anything, the magnets, it still floats. It's like one of those things. Like they'd get is after they'd replaced it with a non-electron. Like they didn't need electron. Like magnets, just real rare earth magnets. So you could push it. It's like a hovercraft almost. I just don't understand what you're trying to do. Okay, we'll put the aunts and uncles in there, make them happy. We'll push them along. We could even crawl, but then build up some power. I don't know. It like, maybe this isn't a good idea. Yeah, it doesn't seem like a good idea. It seems like you have a good idea, but you're missing one part of it. Yeah, we're missing something. So I need everybody to pay attention here. Wada, Lord Von Chill, everybody else seems distracted. Here's what I did, Granada of Darmok here. So we have the headpiece is bolted in to the... So what if where's that wrench? Wada, where's the wrench? Went over the side of the building with Pete's appeal. Okay, this side of this building, though, right? Can't we just get down and go, not this side of the building, or what side of the building did it go off of? This is a DM. It went off the other side of the building. Okay, so is there a way for us to go to the other side of the building, either through the building or around the building, without being seen by the steam giant, and search for the wrench and just see if there's a chance we could find the wrench or any of the pizza peel or any of the animatronics that spilled over? As a DM, I'd say that's something you could attempt, yeah. You probably could just go through the lobby and out through the parking area, because that's on the, it's outside the park. The entrance to the actual hotel Progress Tower was like built outside of the gates of the park. Just forget, you know, it's like a inside outside hotel. Okay, so does everybody feel good about that? Yeah, this is Eleanor. I feel really good about that idea. Like, we hang out, then your friend hangs out, and, I take off or something. That's totally, does that sound good? This is, yeah, it sounds good. What kind of cookies do you like? I don't know. Okay, well, we could talk about it. I'll have ingredients for a couple different things. Yeah, I'm excited to make cookies to meet your friend. Yeah. Okay, this is Lord Von Chill. Can we move forward with the adventure? Sounds like we have a consensus there. Lord Von Chill here. So we go and we start searching. Granada and I start searching, and everyone else. What do we find? Okay, so actually, while you're walking, you're talking to Wada, and you say, Wada, where do you think in the building that washed over? And Wada says, okay, we should, while you're walking, Wada has a very good spatial relations. And Wada says, I think we should bear right at the, what would have been the, drop off and pick off area. So you come out the doors, there's an overhang. And Wada says, it should be over here to the right. And this is just a big cleared out area that would have been short-term parking. And then beyond that are some bushes and some trees and shrubs and piles of dirt that have become hardened over the years. Okay, so do we start searching, and how do we roll? What do we find? So you very quickly see in the open dirt, you see the robes of the pizza peel, and you see bits of pieces, the animatronics kind of broken up. And so you start heading towards pizza peel, and what do you do next? We search pizza peel to find the wrench, or is the wrench somewhere else? So is pizza peel holding it? You search pizza peel and you don't find the wrench, but then you hear a voice, a powerful voice say, looking for this. And you look up, and stepping out from behind the mound of dirt in the bushes is a really big warrior, human, but very big, burly, and tough. And then some humanoids that aren't theme park figures. They look like they're organic beings, something like a crow, mostly that looks like a crow, but highly intelligent, but also walking. So more, not in a creepy way, it's a crow, but it's also somewhat of a humanoid. Then stepping out behind the big warrior is just as big a croc, not like the shoes of the croc, but the other kind of croc, is standing on two legs, but looking really tough. And then also off to the side is something that looks like one of those, like a Ratso Rizzo type humanoid, but a little bit smaller. Okay, Granada and Eleanor, this is your game. Okay, this is Eleanor. Yes, yes, we're looking for that. Hello, we're a party of adventurers. You look like a party of adventurers as well. And the warrior speaks to you and says, yes, party of adventurers. See, I told you we would find something here. We heard you coming, talking about something. You're talking pretty loud. And, we're adventurers, and we're about to report back to who we're adventuring for. Who are you adventuring for? This is Eleanor. We're just a solo adventurers. We're just on an adventure. We saw this place. We're just leaving, actually, but we had our wrench. We were using it to fix something, so we needed it. This wizard took it from us. And, we were sleeping, came back down to get our wrench, then we're headed off. We're not really looking for any, we just want our wrench back. So we'd appreciate it if we could have that wrench. You cannot have the wrench. I can feel magic pulsing through it. And there's only four of you, and, there's four of us, but, take a look at us. So we'll be keeping this wrench, and we'll be taking everything you have as well. And then we'll be finding out who you really work for, because if you don't work for our boss, we want to know what you know, and we're going to hold you till our boss comes. I'm Eleanor, a Florentian nurse. I'm happy to offer our healing services, but we can't, Who's your boss? Well, I'm not going to tell you that. As a matter of fact, do you four want to submit, or do you just want to wait? Because Crow Breath, get out of here and go call in some reinforcements. I want to get a look at these people. Okay, one second, Crow Breath. So that's your choice, Eleanor, Florencia. Okay, can you mind if I speak with my companions? Because maybe we could work out something. We'll give you let me see if they're amenable to your plan. It doesn't sound amenable, though. Yeah, so I'm not going to really give you time to talk to your friends. This is Grenade of Darmok here, talking. And I'm standing behind Zell, so that hopefully I'm talking low enough. And maybe Wada can hear me and communicate, because we know Wada was communicating by some sort of water and not vocal cords. So I was thinking that, one, they don't know Wada's here, so that gives us one advantage. And two, I can lasso that crow if the crow tries to fly away to get reinforcements. So should we just get into it? This is Lord Von Chill. I've had enough of this warrior's big mouth. And I'd say yes, we should figure out, why don't I deal with this warrior while the rest of you deal with things as... Well, I guess you, Granada, that sounds like a plan. You lasso the bird if it takes off by its bird leg. Crowface, get moving. Okay, so this is the DM. So you're going to start a battle. If the crow tries to fly Granada, you're going to try to get its leg. Anything else I need to know as I roll for initiative? Yeah, this is Zell. If Granada gets the crow on the leg, I would go against the crow, because with my new bonuses, with my longbow, it's like a guarantee hit. Okay, let's do that. Okay, so you roll. Everyone rolls for initiative. The initiative is Zell, Granada. The crow. The Rizzo, the Croc, Wada, the veteran, the warrior on the other team is a veteran, Lord Von Chill, and then Eleanor. Okay, so Frizzell, I'll just go after the bird right now. Okay, you easily, and now you have two attacks, like, since you leveled up. So that's plus 9. You miss on the first one, but the second one with your bonus, you do 8 on the bird. Granada. Can I also use my sneak on the bird? You can. So you do, well, then you can't use your roping. Can I use my roping in a sneak attack, though? That's what I'm saying. Okay. Yeah, you do. So you rope the bird as it's trying to take off, and you do 10. Then the bird pecks at you, misses you, but hits Wada. And some of Wada's essence, about 7 hit points of essence of Wada, which is like splash out of the water skin. Oh, boy. Then the Rizzo goes after Zell, but misses. The Croc also goes after Zell, and is, oh boy, like, it has a big mouth, and it does 11 on Zell. Wada gets an 8, which doesn't do anything. The vet has 2 attacks on LVC, 4 and a 15. The second one does 7 of damage with a long sword. LVC, you get a 1 and a 16, so you do 9 back. Eleanor, you get a 2. Okay, this is I think we just keep going with that and run with that idea I had. Okay, Zell, you get a 10 and an 18, which puts away. And your first one, that's the end of the bird. And then your second one is on the, because you didn't say it, on the rat, so. Okay. Granada, you got a 19 on Ratso. Okay. Ratso got a 6. Nothing happens. Oh, boy. The Croc got a 20 on Zell, which is 22 of damage, which puts you pretty low, Zell, down 4. Okay, well, Zell's got her bow, so, Zell, why don't you crawl out of the battle? Okay. I'll do that without pride. Wada does Thunder Wave, like some sort of water Thunder Wave, which does 8 of damage to everyone, and that puts away Ratso. The vet does 14 and 18, and it does 14 more damage on Lord Von Chill. That brings you down to 11. And Lord Von Chill, you got 20. So that does 8. You do 18 on the vet. Eleanor's. Oh, this is Eleanor. I'm going to use the prayer of healing then. And Wada, Zell, and Lord Von Chill. Okay, so that does 12 each on each of them. Plus. So where are we left? Wada now has 23. Zell has 16. Lord Von Chill has 23. And the vet has, does not look like the vet and the Croc, they're just kind of laughing at all of you. But the Croc may have, okay, we get it. Let's go another round then. Okay, so, Zell goes first, 15 and 4, so... You got an 8 you do 8 on the Croc. Granada 13, you do 6 on the Croc. The Croc then gets 9, but that ends up doing 8 on Granada because Zell had moved. Wada, another Thunder Wave, but second level, does 16 on both. 16 on both, and they're still standing. Yeah, they're still standing. The vet does 14, does 14 and 8, so only 1-7 on Lord Von Chill. Lord Von Chill, you get a 9 and 15. You do 9, and you take out the vet and silence him forever. Then Eleanor does... Eleanor, are you going to... Yeah, I'm going to go for it. You do 6 on the Croc. So Croc still has some stuff left. Okay, let's go another round. Zell's up. Okay, 5 and 13. So Zell does, more. And Granada, 15. Okay, so Granada, you take out the Croc. That was a big battle, by the way. Okay, so... Okay, we got to search them. This is Granada. Search them. Let's search everything. See what we find. Let's get that wrench from the veteran. And roll to see what else we find. Okay, so you find the wrench. You don't really find much. Like, they were clearly traveling from a base camp. They were like scouts. You're assuming that they saw what happened on the top of the building and they fell off because they were supposed to mention that and they didn't. And you do find a flare gun on the veteran with like three flares. Oh, that catches your eye. Oh, yeah, well, we'll take that then. We don't know what we'll need it for, but, well, clearly this is meant to, like, signal to their base to come or something. Okay, well, so they didn't signal. That's good. Okay, we don't find anything else. No, I mean, this is the DM. At this point in your venture, you really don't want to do anything else. Okay, we got the wrench. I say we don't get distracted and we go back in, try to cover our tracks, cover up things, but I think we keep moving back to deal with the steam giant. Okay, so you cover your tracks the best you can. I understand what you mean. Then you go back in the building. You go back to the aunt and uncle, and the steam giant is still patrolling. Do you have an idea of what you want to do, anybody? Yeah, this is Eleanor. I mean, I have an idea. I don't know. I'm torn because I like the idea, but I don't know if I like the idea of I don't know if that your opposites like would interest me. You know what I mean? I'm sorry, what are you talking about, Eleanor? Well, like the three Florences say, I don't know. I think we should hang out and make cookies. And then if your friend comes over when I'm leaving or something, that's fine, I guess. So I guess, it's fine. Okay, great. I like that idea. Okay, this is Lord Von Chill. There's like, can we get to the, yeah, so this is Granada, actually, Lord Von Chill. Thank you. Here's what I think, everybody. Zell and Lord Von Chill, you push the aunts and uncles if we can get them moving to distract the steam giants. Now, this is a little bit of an out-of-box idea, Wad. I want to run by you. What if I jump on the steam giants and pour Wada into the steam giant? Because I'm thinking if it's maybe this thing's magical, could you find anything out by water? Or would we lose your essence, or did that regenerate because it was like your hit points? We're going to have to get by this giant, and I don't think we can beat it in battle, is what the DM was kind of laying forth. And meanwhile, while Watt is looking, I'll try to use the wrench to get the headpiece off. Okay, this is Watt. What are you saying I would do in there? Okay, I have one last thing. If we use the aunt and uncles as a distraction, don't tell them. It's pretty clear that this thing has good eyesight. What if someone else is watching through the eyes of the steam giants? Or we just eliminate, like if Wada goes in there, I mean, I could try to do it, but I don't want to mess with magic. Could Wada do that? Is that possible? Yeah, this is what I think it would be possible. I would just need, hopefully, someone to get me off the ground. I wouldn't lose any essence. Yeah, that stuff regenerates my essence, but my actual water, it's complicated. I'm more of like a gel, even though I look like water. I have a different viscosity and a magnetism to all my atoms. But yeah, I could flow through it and see. While you take the headpiece off and maybe try to, I don't know, see what I could do with it, like, yeah, to distract, to undo the eyesight or use some sort of spell. Okay, so can we do that plan? We use a distraction, and then I get on the back of it again, or the head of it, and then we do that. Well, how does that sound, DM? Okay, yeah, I've been rolling for it. Okay. Yeah, so you successfully find a cart that works. You convince the aunts and uncles that they're going to get to ride in the ride. You wait until the thing's back is turned, and then they start pushing it, and they build up enough momentum, and they know enough to dive down. As the cart starts to go on its own, the steam giant immediately turns, like as it's building up, as it maybe sees in its peripheral vision, it runs over, destroys the track, and the aunts and uncles that were enjoying the ride and saying, we're finally free. And then you manage to get on the back of it, pour water, you open up the hat, you pour water in there, you use the wrench, you do notice some sort of magical bond is dissipated by the wrench. And while you're doing that, Wada goes in, uses a spell to like deactivate the eyes of the their light bulbs, but I guess they see stuff. Now, meanwhile, this thing has not stopped patrolling, though. Now it can't. You're assuming it can't see. So you get the headpiece off. Of course, Granada, you would test. So you swing back and forth and you see that the eyes aren't working. And then you have the headpiece. I assume you jump down and scoop Wada up and return to your party. Yes, I do those things. Okay, so you have the headpiece and your party's gathered. And it's almost time to stop. But Wada says there's something ominous. Like there was magic watching through the eyes of that. I could sense it. So I don't know who's watching and patrolling this area. Like, are we the third or fourth people to get here? There's too many things at play, but I think we should rest, go back inside, you know, say something for the aunts and uncle animatronics that we sent away. And then continue our adventure. And it sounds like there's going to be other adventures unrelated to this game being undertaken that I'm excited to hear reports back about. So how's that? This is Granada of Darmok. That sounds good. This is Eleanor. I mean, I just think like, how much of an opposite is this person? Then, okay, let's just talk about it outside the game. Okay, we could talk about it while we're making cookies. And then we'll go from there. It'll just be an overlap. It'll be fine. Okay, I'm looking forward to hanging out with my friend. Yeah, yeah. All right, good night, everybody. Good night. All right, I want to thank everybody who became a patron recently. Ophelia, Lori, and Alicia. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, Andy. Thanks, and good night. Kevin, Tiffany, and Jimmy. Thank you. Thanks, 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 and good night. Sydney, Damien, and Alicia. Thank you. Thanks, thanks, and good night. Cam, Elizabeth, and Elspeth, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Weston, Jan, and Kathy, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Michaela, Amber, and Cristobal, thanks, 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 and good night. Anne, Ryan, and Ryan, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Devin, Nick, and Tina, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Laura, Mac, and Natalie, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Brittany, Camilla, and Leanna, thanks, 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 and good night. Andrew, Cheryl, and Roxanne, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Tara, Cheeky, and Samantha, thank you, thanks, 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 good night. Christine, Bowson, and Laura, thank you, thanks, thanks, and good night. Sarah, Courtney, and Keelan, thanks, 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 good night. And Alex and Jessica, thank you, thanks, 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 and good night. Sleep With Me exists a free podcast because the people that support the show, support the show directly via Patreon or support our sponsors. So those are two ways to help that we keep the show free for everybody. And then we grow by people just spreading the word about the podcast. So we're podcasting in general. I'll talk at the end of the show about a referral program. Well, you could spread the words about podcasting. You don't even have to talk about Sleep with Me. And eventually the people that I work for will find their way to the show. Thanks, 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 and good night. All right, everybody, this is Scooter. This is Weeks in Review, and this is where I run through my Weeks in Review stuff. What was on Sleep With Me Plus in the past month, and what you can expect to see on in the public feed, too. Now, I have, if you sign up for Sleep With Me Plus, or you're already signed up for Sleep With Me Plus, I highly recommend using a podcast app that allows search within the feeds, but using just one podcast app for Sleep With Me Plus content only, and then keeping your other podcasts, your daytime podcasts, in whatever app you use now. And I would just check out a couple podcast apps you could choose from on Apple are Overcasts, iCatcher, Pocket Casts, and on Android you could try out Pocket Casts or Podcast Addict. For this example, I have the only thing I have in my app is the Boyfriends level. I have four podcasts, the ad-free full episodes, the story-only episodes. Nothing in Sleep With Me Plus has ads except for the really old episodes in the archives. We got the story-only versions of the show, the all-intro, all-night versions of the show, and then the bonus episodes. So let's start with the bonus episodes, actually. So Saturday, a new Posty episode came out. It was one that Russell loved, and that came out, and that's in the bonus feed. You know, some people like listening to Posty Super Deluxe episodes during the day. Some people sleep to them. And, yeah, so that one is in the bonus feed. And then looks like we got a bonus coming out for Boar Besties and Boar Friends on Thursday of this week, which is April 15th when I'm recording this. And then we have another Posty Super Deluxe came out a couple weeks ago. That was a picnic lunch with Scooter. And that's in the bonus feed. And that makes just so much easier for those of you that don't like automate your playlist or anything, just to kind of build and choose how you want to listen. Let's pop into all intro, all night episodes. I know an all intro episode is coming out this Thursday. Last Thursday was Make Great Pets Season 1 Part 2, almost 6 hours. It's about the max length we can get and have a good file size. So that was like 7 episodes of Make Great Pets. April 3rd, all intro episode came out. And then we had... March is at bonus episodes. So there was another all intro episode. So that's in the all intro all night feed. And again, like so much easier, like these all intros. Is that what everything that's in there? 277 episodes split between all. So if you love all intros, I bet 200 of those are all intros, maybe even more. And then in the store, both in the story only episode feed and then in the all ad free feed. Let's run through the new episodes. Bring It On Week started last week. So we had 12:54 was our first watch along where I watched half of the movie Bring It On. Wednesday was 12:53, Ben Broughton, the Crayon Rambler. That was one of those episodes that had an intro that I said I should make an episode based on this intro. Went to make an episode based on the intro, and it went in an even another direction of what if there was an RPG game based on the movie Bring It On, which led me to figure out I never watched Bring It On. Let me learn more. Then I ended up watching Bring It On. Then April 7th was Alba Sabelik's, like we're getting ready, big announcement. If I haven't made it anywhere, we're going to do 3 seasons of a crossover with Alba Salix. That's cool. So, that's something we're looking forward to doing. And, that was episode 1 of that. or that was the one we did originally. Then 12:52 was the finale of the Great British Bake Off, and episode 10. Then Multiplex 5, Tiki Transistor Hut, that was a good one. 12:50, one of my favorite episodes, probably in the past few years, a Wildy Wonka tour that came out of like some news articles about the experience. And I said, this has got to be an episode. And that will be a series. I mean, like a recurring thing. Then Great British Bake Off, episode 9, Patissier. And Multiplex episode 4. And then we're back to our last audio news. So it's everything. Again, if you ever need support, support at supercast.com is there to help you. Though if you're listening to this episode, I'm assuming you're not like, you don't need support. But if you do, and the other thing is like, yeah, these this is my main way to communicate. I learned this on Patreon. Most people just don't read their emails from Supercast or from me. And most people aren't on our Discord or follow our social media. And so these messages are how the majority of supporters get their information. I do it in a sleepy voice because there's like, I put it in at the end of the free show too. But this is a kind of key way, but these episodes are easy to skip, especially if you're just using one podcast app, right? And building your playlists. From that podcast app. So yeah, thanks everybody for supporting the show. Reach out if you have any feedback at sleepwithmepodcast.com. If you need support at supercast.com. And good night.